sit back, close your eyes, and relax. Just breathe in the presence of God that surrounds you. It's within you, and it's upon you. Breathe in and breathe out, and enter into Jesus's easy yoke. In Ephesians chapter 1, in verse 16 through 18, the Apostle Paul prayed that the Father would grant unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, and that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, so that you might know the hope of your calling. So come with me now, beloved, on a journey into the realm of the Spirit, the realm of the invisible, where it takes enlightened eyes to see. There's the Father standing in front of you with a calendar in his hands. It's a 2016 calendar, and written on the cover, it says the year of unlimited possibilities for my beloved. And then it's got your name on it. He flips it open quickly and thumbs through it. And you notice that every month has a corresponding picture that displays the Father's heart for you for that month. He goes back to January and he winks. January's picture is a picture of two hearts. They're intertwined, and although there's definitely two hearts, it also looks like one. They're beating as one. And you know by the Holy Spirit that this is your heart and the Father's heart. The Father grins and winks and says, "This is my heart's desire for you this month, my child, and for the whole year, actually, and beyond. My desire is that our hearts beat as one, and that they are so synchronized and intertwined that it's impossible to tell whose heart is whose." Wow, you think to yourself, and you realize that's your desire too. So the Father sets the calendar down for a moment, and he says, "Come here, my child. Let me hold you for a moment. I'd like to pray over you." So he grabs you close. He snuggles you tight, and he places his hand gently upon your head. And he begins to pray. "My child, I bless you with my heart. I bless you with my eyes. I bless you with my ears. I bless you with my words. and I decree that we are one, not just in theory or intellectually, but in reality. The finished work that my Son accomplished is completed in you, and we have one heart, one mind. This year, go forward, my beloved. Stay awake to my presence, to my heartbeat, and to my voice. Hear what I hear and see what I see. Reflect my goodness and my glory. Let my light shine through you. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. All things are possible. Nothing is too hard for me. You walk in my unlimited potential. As you see and sense my movements, follow my lead. Do as I do. Simply imitate me. And then you begin to feel as though you're being engulfed with light. You feel this warm, indescribable presence of love begin to wash over you in wave after wave after wave. You feel heat on your ears and on your eyes and on your heart. The Father's light, the Father's love begins to penetrate your very being. Even though your eyes are closed, they're open. And even though your eyes are open, they're closed. The Father says, "Yes, my child. Your natural sight is becoming a servant to your spiritual sight. Your spiritual sight is being restored. Your eyes are enlightened." And then the Father snuggles you close one more time, and then picks you up, spins you around, and sets you back down on your feet. And he puts the calendar in your hands. And he says, "Beloved, I have so many things planned for you in this coming year. Things that you've dreamed of, things that you've hoped for, things that you've prayed for, things that you've patiently waited for. Now is the time to believe. I'm placing this calendar in your hand as a reminder that each and every day of 2016 is full of unlimited possibilities, because I'm in you. and I'm with you. Take some time to dream. Fill up this calendar with your dreams. Every single month, I have a specific word that I'd like you to focus on. So as you visit this place throughout the year and flip through this calendar, ask me and I'll reveal my heart for you each and every month. January's word is passion. I want you to know the passion of my heart for you and for the world. I want our passions to be so in alignment and agreement. I want my passion to become compassion and to be your primary motivation. In February and beyond, for you and I to discuss. I want to spend time with you in this place with our calendar, dreaming and speaking over this year together. All things are possible, my child. Your eyes are enlightened. It's time to wake up and change the world together. Thank you.